It's Sunday, and if you're just a little bit, teensy bit curious about what's going on in the world of pop culture, well, it's your lucky day. It's March 17th, 2024. Today we've got an update about Beetlejuice, Spider-Man Noir, The Sky Blues, and The Bear. I'm Andrew Seco, and this is Sideshow's Pop Culture Headlines. On the Jimmy Kimmel Show, Michael Keaton confirmed that the second Beetlejuice film will briefly explore the titular character's backstory. Here's the clip.
I was reading about you today, some of the interviews you've done about this movie, and you said that you create a backstory for your character.
Yeah.
Which I find interesting, because I'm not an actor, and I don't know about that stuff. So every character you do, you have a backstory.
Yeah, not for Beetlejuice.
Not for Beetlejuice. That's exactly what I was going to ask you. Is there a backstory for Beetlejuice? No.
Well, interestingly, so let me explain. The great thing about playing Beetlejuice is you never, you know, that cliched thing. You never ask the question or say make the statement, well, my character wouldn't do that. He'd do anything. Which was so tremendous to play. However, in the second one, which, dude, I'm telling you, it is so good.
Oh, it is. Great. Man. Great.
It is so good.
Beetlejuice.
In the second one, I'm not going to tell you what it is. Tim lays this idea on me. And admittedly, I kind of went, oh, okay. Well, you know, I don't know. Good luck with that. So there is a kind of backstory. I'm sorry I'm laughing because I've seen it. There is a kind of backstory, which is kind of a surprise for
everyone. Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
There's no further news about Beetlejuice at this time. In an interview with Collider, Nicolas Cage confirmed that he's in conversations to potentially play a part in the Spider-Man Noir series. Here's a clip from that interview.
There's been a lot of talk about a Spider-Man Noir animated series, which you could be a part of. I personally would love for this to happen. What can you say about this possible project?
Well, I can say that we have been talking. It's no secret that I love the character. I think the character provides another map. Mashup of sorts. I can combine my favorite Golden Age performances, you know, i.e. Robinson, Cagney, Bogart, with a character that is, I guess, widely considered Stan Lee's masterpiece. I see it as a kind of a foray into a pop art mashup, sort of a Jungian Lichtenstein mashup by way of Bogart and Cagney, but nothing's definitive yet. It's just conversation.
There's no further news about Spider-Man at this time. According to Deadline, Michael Medico is set to direct a film adaptation of Robbie Couch's novel The Sky Blues. Jonah Mitchell and Madison Hatfield adapted the novel into a screenplay. Here's how Deadline describes the novel. The Sky Blues follows high school senior Sky Baker, the only openly gay student at his Michigan high school. His big promposal plans for his crush Ollie get derailed after an anonymous hacker sends a deeply homophobic and Islamophobic e-blast that quickly goes viral. But just when Sky considers skipping town altogether, his classmates give him a reason to fight back in a coming-of-age story about bravery, being yourself, and embracing a chosen family that supports you through everything. There is no further news about The Sky Blues at this time. According to Deadline, Disney and FX on Hulu series The Bear has been quietly renewed for a fourth season. They say, good news for fans, we hear there is more of The Bear on the way than previously thought. Multiple sources confirmed to Deadline that the Emmy-winning FX on Hulu comedy, which was renewed for season 3 in November, also has been picked up for a fourth season to film back-to-back in Chicago. At this point, however, FX has not confirmed and no season 4 renewal has officially been announced. That said, it's also been reported by Deadline that Christopher Storer, who created The Bear, is officially set to adapt a film adaptation of Amor Towles' The Lincoln Highway. The book follows Emmett Watson and his little brother Billy after the death of their father. They go searching for a new home with dreams of finding their mother in California. However, they're forced to take a detour when Emmett's friends escape from juvenile detention, appearing on his doorstep with plans of their own. There is no further news about The Bear or The Lincoln Highway at this time. When you hear that sound, it's the lightning round for the quick hits after the big news bits. The newest season of Doctor Who, starring Shuri Gatwa as the 15th Doctor, is set to premiere on Disney Plus on May 10th. That's Sideshow's pop culture headlines for March 17th, 2024. I'm Andrew Seco. For any more ad-free pop culture news and content, go to sideshow.com/blog. If you like this podcast, give it a good review or share it with a friend. As always, thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to let your geek side show.